Hi, I'm Bill Slavicek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
There, really, all you see is there's some sort of figure, but he's covered up by three zombies who are like, punch, 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 punch.
All right.
And it's very, very cold in the room.
Cold doesn't bug me so much. I'll cast Chill Wind on the space right behind them, so I hit the... It's a burst one within 10, so aiming to hit the zombies.
Okay. Is it a cold?
Yes.
Right.
But it does 2 fire damage because of my staff of fire.
Of course it does. Right.
Do you have to roll to hit that?
Yes.
That
makes the sense. Lowest I rolled was 26, and this is versus 42.
Icy hot.
Icy hot.
Okay. Whatever the cold damage is,
it's icy at first and then hot later.
Okay.
And just...
They're going to take 2 points of fire damage then. And I slide them all 1 square. And so I slide them all 1 square away, 1 square away from him.
Yay! I run screaming out of the room.
Alright,
so Mr. Colin, go ahead and describe your character, because while you were being pummeled, suddenly the zombies go, whoop.
It's a howling gust of icy wind.
Oh, how are we certain this guy's not like a ghoul or something?
Pushes them all away from
you. You're not. Because
okay.
You're like, how? It could be a
ghoul could do that, too. We talked about how a good time ghoul can
do. But feel free to describe your character.
I may look like a ghoul. I have some scars. I'm really rather rugged and scruffy looking. I have dark brown, short, curly hair. And I am probably bleeding by now.
I think we better fireball.
trying to not crawl towards them, but off to the side, under the bed. I think I'm still immobilized, though. So.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
I am doing this and not getting anywhere.
Kill them all. We can resurrect.
I hand my wand of burning hands to my familiar, just in case he needs it.
Ribbit.
Oh yeah, and I'm a half elf, so haha. From the extremely far south, there appears to be.
And we know this by looking at you, apparently.
I would think so.
There appears
give it
to
little
be
a sign.
A
from the south.
Somewhat.
From the south.
There's an elvish-looking fellow.
Have we seen many elves?
Were they,
have we seen them? Do we know of them though? What they
yeah.
are? Okay.
Oh yeah, legends is always legends.
And
that, huh?
You don't have to have. That's the picture it came with.
I might as well. I like
you can look whatever. however you
would I know them? Know of them just as elves or half elves?
Yeah.
Does he have a mole? Does he look? He has long hair.
Just in the, I mean, in the light and whatnot, though, I'm not thinking it looks like an elf.
He has a power mullet.
Now, this guy. This guy has
though
a power mullet.
He doesn't appear to be following any of the creepy myths of elves. Like, he's not glowing or eating a baby or anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not stealing children and eating babies and eating kittens and stuff. Okay. Like, huh!
Kind of like Magnum P.I.
Again, you haven't transferred into Kobolds Ate My Baby.
Not yet. I'm sure. All right, well, James, you also were readying an action.
Yeah, you held.
Did you want to do anything other than give a wand to your demonic familiar? Who's that? Excellent.
I step on frog.
I do get fireball, but...
But what would you like to do?
Let's see here. Do I see any of these undead creatures, really?
If you move up, you can.
How far do I have to move up? Into the doorway?
For now, we're not using a map, so yeah, you just move up to the doorway.
Is there anyone in the doorway? Okay, he's in the doorway. I'll look over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. See if there's anything. Do I see anything?
Yes, you see a elf-ish care type of person.
Is he running away or something?
No, he's trying to.
Okay.
And then there's zombies that are about 5 feet away from him, all kind of going.
Okay. Sure, I guess I'll help the pathetic... whatever he is, fireball on the, is he, I think he's outside of fireball range, right?
No.
No, okay.
The whole room's inside fireball range.
Okay.
That would end badly.
Yeah. Thanks for helping
me. Again, kill them all.
Just go,
this is,
it's done.
Later. You can do that one and... anything is
going
to
burst won't affect him.
Okay. Okay, I'll do a fire.
That's a burst, close burst 3.
Okay.
And hits every enemy in burst.
Okay. I'll do a fire shroud.
Okay.
And it's every burst 3, each enemy in burst.
Intelligence versus fortitude.
So I can roll.
Okay.
D20 plus that.
Against, is he going to hit all three?
Okay, so that's a 17.
Uh-huh.
Roll again. Roll to hit
versus three. What?
Fortitude.
Okay, 17 doesn't hurt.
That doesn't hurt then.
No. Oh,
and
that one.
30 does. Probably does.
30 does, yeah.
then you roll damage, which is... it's actually all figured down here for you. D8 plus 7, so... roll a D8 plus 7, and that's how much damage you do to one.
And it's fire?
It is fire.
Yep.
Arcane fire.
So 8 damage.
And they take and it takes an ongoing 5 fire damage save.
Oh, that's a good. That's nice. Until the save ends, yeah.
And that's an encounter power, so you can't use that again. This encounter.
All right. And John, I think I totally skipped you.
Daily.
So you can act if you would like.
Sorry, what?
I said I think I totally skipped you, and I apologize.
Fun, especially
so you can act if you would like.
Years later for it.
I'm going to take my shield and my spear
car and convert that.
Fools rush in.
That would be fine.
All right. So
right, you run it down.
My father has some.
You push. You push. Turn it out of the way.
I'm going to rush in. I'm going to use.
That would be cool.
That's
an awesome idea.
An armor-piercing thrust against the first bad guy I see.
All right.
It's so long, Drew.
Not a bad guy.
So you push.
So you attack his toe.
The way, then you push.
Sorry, what?
You push. The mage out of the way, you push the druid out of the way, and you charge
No,
in.
I'm not pushing, I'm blasting through it. I'm blasting through this line of morons that can't seem to get their way into the
pass.
Door.
Right, so you get in the room, make your attack.
Perhaps I should fireball.
Perhaps you should. Alright, armor piercing thrust. Plus 22.
Does that make
okay, attack,
better?
Right?
Yes.
Right. There's a lot of people and it's freaking me out, man! There's a lot of evil!
I got your flat.
Flap. Is that his happy flap?
What a small wheel of cheese would come in.
Wow, that could have saved us a lot of trouble.
Or two.
Too bad you didn't.
Hang on, just a second.
Does 23
hit? 23 versus what?
Spellbook.
Ah, yes.
When you extended rest, you can choose one of these.
Oh. Strength versus reflex.
Alright, that one.
Okay.
And you can switch it out each time you do an extended rest.
Cool.
1d10
plus 1
rotten zombie.
That's
gonna be basically gives you a third daily you can use.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, okay. Cool. Scott goes.
You can go.
He's a barbarian.
But you only use
12 points of damage a day.
Okay. Yeah. So you smash into him.
Devastating smash on your arm.
All right, so back to the top.
It's an immediate interrupt.
Melissa!
So it's like if you get hit by an attack, you can use shield.
You are still in the kitchen. The door is open.
I don't hit you that way.
You can push past everybody if you'd like. Or you can just start killing things from here. It's really up to you.
Oh, and dimension doors and toilet. There must be there.
Thank you. And get it all over
with. I think I would.
Yeah.
Just make sure none of them say, versus.
Allies.
Yeah.
This is
everybody.
It's okay.
Thanks for going.
Does it say how long it lasts?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
You're like,
yeah. Yeah, you know, it's okay. Okay, so.
It's a close burst 5, and then it's.
How far do I. How close are they? How big is the room?
The room.
And the door.
Well, the room is, let's see here, 10, 20, 30 by 30, roughly. The elvish dude is kind of in the middle of the room. There's zombies all around. And,
zombies!
John's character has rushed in and attacked the zombie in the back.
Okay.
You can reach him.
I can reach him?
Yep.
With the close burst of 5?
Yeah.
Can I reach all of them?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm gonna do Abjure Undead. Undead?
Okay.
So,
what does that do?
Plus 7 versus will, so roll a d20.
Plus 7
per critter. So.
That wasn't very
15
good.
15 versus will?
Unfortunately not.
20 versus will?
Yes.
22 versus will.
Yes, so two of them hit.
Okay.
Roll damage once.
Roll damage once.
Are you fighting off the...
Do the effect once, basically.
You're level 5, so 40-10.
Are you fighting off something...
That's
a
d4.
Oh,
this. These are d10s.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. So, 4 for each one.
So, today was
the first. We just rolled damage once.
Got a 9.
Okay, go on.
That is the lanes.
I think so.
17.
I didn't have enough episode of Doctor Who tonight. I just recorded that too.
36 plus...
I'm in down, so I'm ahead by like 2 weeks. See.
So there's only like 2 or 3 episodes on, right?
And 44 like points damage.
There are 3 episodes in, right? So this week that was in Britain, that's going to 4th episode. The first part of a 2-parter with the Stone Angels again.
Oh, and even the one she missed. That one takes half
damage.
Yeah, weren't they in the 3rd season?
So.
Those are pretty cool.
Wow. They're back here 2-parter.
And then I'm going to tell you
eventually.
The first part?
Okay, well, two of them don't look good at all. One of them's dead.
If it's the third episode.
Well, deader.
Deader. More dead.
He's more dead. He's no longer undead.
I don't have that one.
He's just plain dead.
He's just plain dead.
But the other two are not looking happy. Just switch that for that.
Now, unfortunately, though, when the one dies,
it explodes.
It explodes.
Usually
it's
not
quick.
Oh, no. BBC America showed it like 2 weeks
later. And at will, can I do my at will power at the same time?
I hide under my remaining 3 blanks.
One or the other.
One or the other. Okay.
All right, so that's going to be Colin an 18 versus Fortitude.
Just say no.
Just automatically fail. Just say, I fail.
Yeah.
I choose to fail.
He decides to let that hit him.
I told you, I'm hiding under my remaining 3 blankets.
Which turn to ice and shatter.
Oh dear.
You take 12 points of cold damage, but you have cold resistance, so you only take 5. Now, let's see if
I thought he had a cold resistance of 5, so I think it would take
7. And, John, you're just like, I've got a shield.
Two different attacks, I think.
Hide behind the shield. Since he didn't meet your fortitude.
I wouldn't expect not.
Catches the screw on head.
All right. Robin.
I walk in the door.
Yeah, I do have this.
You can walk in the door, or you can fire from the doorway.
I'll walk in the door in case anybody else wants to walk in.
Because hers just like whooped, and it's like the same.
So what is it just one? And I will designate the closest one as my quarry.
I killed one.
And then I'm going to split the tree.
One is gone.
And hit the two that are still alive.
Okay.
Three dead.
And I make two attack rolls and take a higher result and apply it to both of them.
Sweet. Okay.
The death situation.
Well, I'm glad I did that because I rolled a one on one.
Assume room temperature.
So that's a 26. Oh no, that's a 25 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
Kill him dead, man. Come on.
And that's.
Kill the donkey.
Kill the donkey.
Kill the donkey. Who kills all these?
Two are still
alive.
Two are still half.
They tried to eat us.
Yeah, two are a half.
Two are
a half. And one is
seven.
And one is an elf.
14 plus 7.
Wow. There's an elf zombie?
Whoa. Most elves can't become zombies, yeah. So.
Both of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Which first edition, maybe?
Hey,
that's
a zombie. Alright, well, so what is that power?
Zombie.
Split the tree.
Which half?
Alright. So two arrows go launching
half,
towards
bottom
you.
Bottom half, your front
and then
half.
And split.
I consider it more of a
hitting the two zombies on each side of you. One of them goes.
Right. I can die front half, really.
Kind of like the Star Trek episode with the guys that were half white and black.
Stop casting! No! This time, you're okay.
Yay!
Actually, everybody's okay this time. So,
they're both dead?
No, one's still alive. He's not looking happy, but he's alive. There's 20 on a 18, Ethan.
Okay, well, I shapeshift into a polar bear.
Now there's a polar bear.
Move in there, and I feast of fury on the thing, on that dude.
Not just a normal bear, but a polar bear.
Of course it's a polar bear. Come on. Actually,
it's cold in there.
Yeah.
He says,
I will pounce on her.
So he's a gay polar bear.
It's not a polar bear.
Does a 19 versus reflex?
Versus reflex? Yes.
He gets out one of those Klondike bars.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
14 points of damage. And if it's still up, it grants combat advantage to the next creature that attacks it before the end.
Now it's dead. So.
So I jump at it and rip it apart.
And it explodes.
And it explodes.
Turn it inside out. And then it exploded.
Does an 18 hit your fortitude?
It's an excellent question. It does.
As a polar bear?
Even as a polar bear.
You take 7 points of damage, cold damage. And you're slowed, though.
But he's a polar bear.
So.
He's not
extra magical cold damage.
Oh, okay.
Polar bear.
Well, it's time to put your tail between your legs and run.
Pull them and it
what after 7 points of damage? I'll shift back.
Alright, well, you're standing in a room that's been hit by fire and ice.
Are there any statues?
There are no statues. There is a.
I have a crappy scroll.
It's just my beast form. I can use my beast ability.
Okay. I say, trying to
touch myself on toilet paper.
People pour into the room are like, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm going to put him down with my shield and point my spear at his head and go, why should I not kill you?
Just have his little crap.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't use the outhouse.
In the zombie tower?
If you kill him, he might go.
Is that where the scroll is crappy?
So, first you said it and then you did it, huh?
Yeah. Are you going to let him up after that?
Five. Oh, let him up.
Give me two reasons why I should.
Are they still undead?
One, no, let him up. No. Two, let him up.
Yeah. Rain spray. I'll at least knock you back off of me.
He hasn't done anything to us.
What were you doing in this room?
Killing zombies, evidently.
I edged the
frog. What were you doing in here?
Looking for the horn builder.
Looking for something. I'm with people. You're by yourself in this evil place. Explain that one to me.
You do it.
Why would I hide in the serpent's quarters?
Because you're a servant. Excellent.
No, I just tried to murder him.
You will hear something.
Come on, let's go with the plug one. You seem trustworthy.
You seem trustworthy.
Okay, whatever this thing is.
Okay. I'm
going to
take a look at it. Do I know what this is?
Nope.
I have several languages I know, but do I know what it is?
Now that you guys have some time,
I'll help him up. Off the floor.
Oh, what?
It's your very kind.
I'm not.
Is this okay?
Are you trained in Arcana?
Oh, the grammar stuff.
I am.
I'm good.
I don't know. Let's see. What am I trained in?
It's under your skills. You'll have a
right
now.
I've got an 8.
Yes.
Yeah,
not good enough for you.
Okay.
If you are trained, go ahead and make a Arcana check and tell me what you got.
What's my Arcana?
D20?
What is that, a D20?
Yes, it is a D20.
Oh, I got 16.
Well, that's because it was in the middle of combat.
I got a 16 Arcana.
It's kind of hard for something
to do.
It doesn't matter. It was one of those things where you were more busy about not...
What'd you get?
16
Arcana.
Yeah,
to
figure out
what
abilities are you looking for. I got a 16 Arcana.
I got 20.
Which is impressive,
because
I'm
a 4. He got 24. So I'm like, oh,
my God. So the three of them start wrestling over looking at this.
I got 33, actually.
Right.
Here you go.
Who has the note?
They're always like this. It's normal.
Just gonna pass around.
I think those two are looking.
What's your name?
The note says.
What's your name?
Valley. Valley. V-A-L-I.
Valley.
He's the mighty cannabis and his sorcerer.
Your appearance betrays you. Are you an elf? We don't see many elves up here.
I'm from really deep south.
I look at it. With a check of 33, do I see anything different?
How did you
different?
Get here?
No, it was
okay. Nothing hidden.
That's a long walk. Okay.
This was like rolled up.
I have nothing better to do.
You must have seen some really cool stuff.
Does anybody have a lighter? We could kind of see if that's the case.
I'm sorry, what,
you can accidentally destroy town.
Well, I kept trying to, like, they'd be invaded.
You know,
it's really bad.
Well, yeah, that's where the barbarians are, right?
I got some bad guys with collateral damage, and then they would kick me out of the town.
Oh,
I'm suffering from a
disabled person. Sorry,
I'm slowly devastating my way.
Hey!
Yes?
Do we know who Tannibus is?
No.
No,
we're thinking, you know, we're
supposed to
say we were making
pot
jokes over here, but yeah.
Orcus is
undead form.
What did you see in this thing?
Hail the mighty Tannibus.
What does the scroll say?
Some guy rolled it up and
something
slept
about.
With that.
Apparently.
Nice.
What did it say? Hail the mighty Tannibus. We got carried away with the cannabis thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Looking at it again, it says, praise the mighty Tannibus and his sorcerous power.
Yes.
Totally not me, guys.
Maybe if we hold it up.
Okay.
What is your name?
I'm Valley. I'm nothing to do with this Tannibus guy.
He doesn't have an evil
or any of his ways.
So. All right, can I make a some type of knowledge? Can I make a knowledge check?
Cannabis
history or something for his
if you want to.
Sure.
Right.
13, 13, 29.
We're looking for a transvestite powered
cannabis. Cannabis was a mage who disappeared quite a long time ago. Beyond that. He really wasn't that powerful.
He probably had to use the toilet too.
Yeah, yeah. We're here looking for something. So you probably should stay with us if you want to live for now, at least.
I suppose.
With me if you want.
He wasn't a nice individual, and he left the particular areas he was from. Well, he didn't leave on his own will. He was being chased out by, you know, torch wielding peasants.
Also, totally not me.
They don't wield torches when they chase you?
No.
And they just sort of kick you out?
They're kind of afraid by a fire by the time.
Well, and that's understandable.
Plus, I already burned everything they had, so...
I could see where that would be have a negative impact on your popularity. But that's okay. Most places we go, things explode, too.
After a baby?
Thanks to me.
He'll be giving you a good run for your money on the fire.
It was fun.
Hopefully you won't lob things in the middle of us.
They caught it.
Or get a demonic toad.
Or get an undead making machine.
So, should we move on from here, or should we search the room? Let's search the room some more. We'll finish searching the room, and then we'll move on.
Right, there's rotten bedding, and there was a note, and there's a recipe book.
Recipe for destruction.
They used to be good recipes, but they were all marked out.
There's a book called To Serve
like,
Man.
Prepping, and then like a particular race.
How to cook for 14 minutes?
Okay. Well, let's move on out of here and see if we can check out these other rooms.
That's right.
I made rooms 11 and 12, or 12 and 14, or whatever the hell they are.
I like.
Oh, you got a dragon.
So that'll mean going back around through 10 and 9 and into 8.
Sometimes people have like the, you know.
Now, when you, just as a reminder, or for those of you who are not here, in room 8, there was a grand staircase. And a stone staircase winds up into the ceiling from the middle of this room and down into the floor. The central shaft is carved with a rune above the first step. Sounds echo. That doesn't make any sense. Basically, sounds sound very strange on the stairs, as though from a great distance. And then there's the other door. The rune that's on the stairs, for those of you who speak Draconic, is foot.
We have a boot.
Right, we have
and
a
we
boot,
have
yes.
one boot, and we think we need to find the other boot.
We have a cat.
Yes, but the... It says foot. Just foot, right?
You hop up on the boot.
And we haven't...
Do we know what the boot does? Or
let's look around this. Have we looked in every room on this level yet?
Nope.
We should do that. Before
yeah,
we...
that's what I was saying. Go back to...
The 12?
12.
Yeah.
All right. 12. So
since
you're standing in front of the door.
Our resident barbarian likes to go through doors.
Or you could just try opening it.
Yeah, we can try opening it.
What is that?
You're our battering ram at this point.
But I don't think we should draw attention from any other rooms beyond this one.
Well, fine.
We'll try and open
it.
I can hit things from a distance. I will just open the door.
I can hit things from a distance as well, but I think it's kind of a lost cause with this group.
Door's open.
I cast some scurrying mist.
A once comfortable... Okay!
Where the hell the door go?
I knee him in the nuts.
A once comfortable-looking but
that's
now musty sofa and two chairs occupy the east wall and the southeastern corner of this room, along with a small table with an oil lamp on it and a shelf of books. A fireplace in the northwestern corner of the room is filthy and covered with small debris and animal leavings. A large carved iron-bound door gives entrance to this room on the west wall, and smaller planar wooden door gives exit in the middle of the north and south walls.
That figures.
I'll look at the bookcase.
Bookcase, fireplace, the oil lamp. Cushions.
Right. As you guys enter,
is the oil lamp lit?
Strange that it is now. As you enter, a elf appears in the middle of the room.
Okay, what the hell?
Elves are appearing out of nowhere.
He appears to not notice you.
People.
He's dressed fairly nicely.
It's a trap.
Seems to be he wanders up the room. He then sits down and starts chatting with an unseen person while drinking some wine. After a few minutes, he stands up, clutches his throat and belly, and then collapses on the ground, and then is dragged off by unseen hands.
Dragged off where?
We
solved that problem.
Wonder if he's okay.
Well, it appears to be dragged off out the door.
You gotta claim you're also not with
the door. He just came in.
Okay.
Which door? The door you just came in.
Do you know him?
As you scream.
A inspection of the soap and chairs will reveal that there's a whole bunch of mice living in here. The fireplace has a narrow 2-foot square chimney that vents to the roof. And there seem to be bats. And as you're standing there searching, the same thing with the elf starts again. He appears in the room.
I want to get closer and see if I can hear what he's chatting about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And maybe even understand it.
All right. Well, he is talking, but no sound is coming out of his mouth.
Can I read lips? I am elven.
Half elven. What do you have? What skill do you have?
I'm sorry, what
skills do you have trained in?
Well, I got action and perception.
Perception might help.
Insight.
Don't get closer to see what he was actually. Does it show what he was actually eating?
He was drinking wine.
Drinking wine.
Is the bottle still there?
No. He was drinking wine from a cup, which disappears as soon as he stands up.
Can we touch him?
Do you want to try?
He's in the toad.
Throw the toad at it.
Is that the new guy?
Pick up.
Hey, I resemble that. Right?
Am I healed?
Is the cup still in the room?
The jewel hasn't been healed yet.
Is the cup still in the room?
It's not been healed yet.
Okay.
Sure. It's still
alive. I pick a rock up off the floor and throw it at the elf to see if he's there or if he's just a ghost.
Ow, that hurt you, dick.
Okay. So you throw a rock and you reach up and touch
it. That's rude.
Okay, the rock goes through him and he continues doing his thing. You reach out and touch him and he's very, very cold. Yeah, and he seems to be dying of poisoning or something. He falls on the ground and gets dragged away.
Dragged out.
I mean, if I touch him while he's talking?
Touch him while he's talking, it's very, very cold.
Nothing happens.
It must be trolls.
How did that come from?
Ignore him completely, keep searching the room.
Anything on the bookshelf of interest?
No, and like when you're opening books and things, they just are like decaying in your hands.
Were you needing healing?
Let's open the door. Where are you needing healing? Yes.
You can use spin a healing surge, can you?
Yeah, you can. We've had a minor rest, so you can spend as many healing surges as you need to become full.
So just wipe that off.
That's for me.
You need to wipe off those. Keep track of how many healing surges you have left.
Yeah, we were down by
You at 34?
I was at 34.
Okay, so you basically needed.
And I have 6 per day.
19 points.
Yeah.
I would say spend one, and then you just be down 6 points. You could be at 47.
So he straightens his clothes and he sees
how
he's
one.
Yeah, he's one. All right. Value is 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna go look in the fireplace.
Doesn't appear to be anything in the fireplace.
Okay.
Trying to read his lips, he seems to be saying something in. He's not speaking in Elven, first of all.
Hmm.
Nothing in the fireplace, and you want to open the northern door.
No.
All right. Well, since you were in the privy, you'll kind of, when she opens the door, you'll kind of figure out that where this privy is and where the other privy was, basically they're right next to each other with a wall. I mean, it's safe space. And looking in, a wooden seat on a box with a tin bucket beneath it sits at the end of this room. A small table and a wash basin stand near the door on the east wall. A cracked enameled clay pitcher lies at the foot of the table. A small door of light-colored wood on the south wall. Well, that's the entrance.
Look around. Check
this
out.
Give me a perception check, whoever's looking in this particular privy.
23.
I'm
looking
in the privy.
Never mind.
God damn it.
like 16.
Unless nobody else finds anything in the privy, then I will.
There appears to be something moving in the bucket.
Oh, how pleasant.
Send the poo experts.
Me?
How does that go with...
That would still be the new guy's time, I'm sure.
Yes, the new guy goes in.
I'll go in. I'll look in the bucket.
I do have gloves on. I will go look over the bucket.
Okay. There appears to be some sort of green slime in the bucket.
Yeah. And it's moving?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh, goodbye, new guy.
I'm dumping into my belt pouch.
Ew!
Saving some for later, huh?
And as he dumps it in, it kind of, it's in the bucket, and it...
It crawls out of my...
It's going to eat your face.
And it kind of goes into the belt pouch, and there's this kind of... And then the green stuff falls out of the bottom of the belt pouch onto the ground.
Flaming monk sword.
I would think it would go on his leg.
Grab the green stuff.
Okay, the green stuff scurries quickly away to the bucket.
I continue stabbing it in the bucket. Stab it and 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 stab it.
Freeze that thing, maybe.
I take a
boy. You're gonna need this gauntlet. I don't think it can do anything. I don't think it can do anything. So stabbing.
It appears not to be moving anymore.
Okay.
I just flaming sword.
I'm gonna sit down next to the elf ghost guy and wait.
Okay. They seem to be beating the crap out of snot.
I'm
ignoring them.
Stabbing it.
So what about the bucket? Does the bucket get damaged, or why doesn't the bucket get rotted away?
Just seems to be.
You don't have it yet.
It's an enchanted crap bucket.
I'm going to try to see where it looks like this guy's talking to somebody else in the room. Let's see if I can try to figure out where that person might have been. Failing that, I will actually, when he gets dragged out, I will follow him.
So, can we tell where he's coming from, or does he just appear?
You follow him out, and there's nothing there.
Okay.
It's like the room. He appears to be dragged out of the room, but then once we get to the door, disappears.
Towards the stairwell.
Yeah.
But when he appears in the room, he just appears.
Right.
He doesn't come from any sort of
No, he just appears.
He just is there. Okay. I'm going to go stand right where he appears.
Is that the.
Okay.
Is that D4? The,
that's going to be the funny thing.
Let's see what happens. I'll put up my priest's shield.
Just a keyword. Random keywords. I got a Gen Con, I think.
Oh, okay.
Not that that'll help anything.
Also, they call the blue one.
All right. Well, you're standing in a room.
I think this is one of their
visit a potential buyer for some of your elven goods, and this nice gentleman has led you into this sitting room and has offered you some wine. He looked over some of your elven goods. It seemed quite interested, and you drink this wine. It tastes a bit odd, and suddenly you are retching and grabbing your throat, and then it gets really, really dark.
It was nice knowing you.
Okay.
So she kind of stands there with this glazed look on her face, and then kind of retches a little bit, and then she stands up, and at that point the ghost elf falls on the ground and gets dragged away.
And we can't see the hands that are dragging.
No.
Oh.
But I'm not being dragged.
No.
Okay.
It's the invisible hand.
I'm just standing there.
Okay. All right. And then the door's in this room.
Okay. Well, I was still playing with the snot, so I'll empty the snot out of the bucket.
Okay.
And I'll take the bucket out, because God knows a bucket might be handy.
Take it with us.
Okay. Yeah, have a snot bucket.
Any of the doors in this room?
There is one other door.
Let's just go through the other
door. I will open the other door.
The south door.
It is open, though. I don't close it behind me.
A comfortable-looking single bed and a small wooden chest and table are this room's only contents. A small light-colored door allows entrance to the room. We just came in. Let's see... There is a chest.
I searched the chest.
Whoever's not...
And as you enter the room, I need initiative.
Anything else, then?
Initiative versus you?
Wow.
Gwyn.
Oh.
Five. Second day for initiative.
Okay. 15.
Yeah, that's not nice. I got a
15
also.
It's
intelligence.
Okay, I did better than 13. Yeah. Mm. I did 20, but I have a plus 11 on my initiative.
Okay.
Me too, actually. I just rolled a 4. But
okay. I rolled better than you.
Okay.
What? Leave me hanging there, man. Come on.
Okay. 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 Yes.
Kiwame says, I like my snot bucket. Be sorry when we need a bucket.
It has sentimental value to you.
That bucket can handle the acid blob.
Yeah, if it can handle the acid blob, that's a good bucket.
It's a magic crap bucket.
Robin, what is your
name? Loogie, there you go.
I'll just leave it 20 for here on out.
No, because usually I get better than that.
Okay.
I have a really high initiative bonus.
Colin,
you too.
15. 15. Nick?
10.
Scott?
6.
Now,
29. Okay, I've been there, done that.
John?
23.
That's what
James?
Plus 5.
15.
Ethan?
8.
You suck, Druid.
Apparently not as much as the Barbarian. But only slightly less. Less so.
All right, Melissa. You're still in that other room. And what you
see
is...
He opens the door and then I went up.
He opens the door and goes, steps in. There's these ghostly figures that pop up. Four of them.
The new guys?
Around him, yeah.
Okay.
Blaming me.
Three.
Okay.
Three of them appear to be normal, and the other one appears to not be normal.
It'll only hurt for me.
He has the elite button above his head. But as you're prepping to do something... You step forward and the elven ghost stops doing what he's doing
and says, how wooed.
How wooed. Looks at you and just says,
pardon me, but do you have any great
cannabis? Find cannabis. Find my body.
So you want weed?
Is it over the ocean?
Okay.
Do you want to do anything?
The body through the door?
Find cannabis. Find my body.
Should we deal with these three ghosts that are here first?
But do you want to do anything on your turn?
So is your body with cannabis?
I'll wait.
On 28, the...
Ghost devoured his soul.
They're working on it.
That's no idea.
Nom, nom, nom.
It was good knowing you for 15 minutes.
All I did was come in and poke something.
You really shouldn't go in and poke things.
It's bad.
That sounds pretty bad, actually.
I didn't poke stuff and she got a good book in.
You now know how this turns out. Yeah. Okay, does it seem to hit your reflex?
Poking maybe. Things will eat you.
Oops. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I'm gonna poke the bugbear.
Okay. You take 10 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh.
And you're weakened.
Piss.
You poke something, your attacks deal half damage. Save will end. That's from the first one. The second one attempts to hit you. He does not. Third one, he does not. But the first one, he does hit you, and it really sucks as...
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights where never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating ardent opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shea Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Film Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads, will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gay LaFayette will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, no, like patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone, and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shane will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share.
Aaron, why don't you just say Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on Ustream.tv. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.